Good morning, MGTOW men. Wow. Just looking at the audio levels and this microphone setup, it's very good. I have very mixed feelings towards the people running Aldi. On one hand, they're a bunch of scheming, scamming, irresponsible cunts, you know, who shortchange and do really push really shitty, some really fucking shitty products onto the market because it's cheap and it's dud type stuff, you know, it's defective and effectively unusable, but they think they can sell it on the cheap and make money from it, even though the products are basically unusable. And they've been doing these practices for as sort of long as I've known them. And on the other hand, they sell, you know, good products at a fair price, but their prices are also rising over time. So this is having a fucking, you know, a good punch in the fucking face at the people who manage Aldi, you know, and the fucking, this piece of fucking crap that they sell, okay? The first is that it's they're selling a chunky beef soup, you know, and when you look at the fucking label on the packet, it shows, oh, chunky, oh, you know, and then when you actually zoom in and have a close look at the fucking what's in the teaspoon, the amount of beef in that teaspoon is what you, or in that spoon, is what you actually would get if you were to get, say, 5 or 6 spoons of the soup and then pick out all the little bits of fucking beef and put it into one spoon. And when you look at the ingredients list on the back, the it contains 7 it contains 7% beef, you know, and I just thought, fuck you, you know. They've just get all the dregs of the fucking meat industry, boil it up, you know, to make the beef stock. And then put in, you know, 7, that gives the beef flavour. And then they put in like a 1 little spoonful of about 12 grams of beef in a 505 gram, 505 grams of content inside the fucking can, you know, and what I did is I took the contents of the can out and spread it round so you could see actually what's in it, and you could sort of go, well, Jesus, you know, where's the chunks of beef, you know. And then what I did is I separated out the solids as best I can, basically washing off, you know, the peas, the carrot, the potato and the beef, and the rest of it was sort of just emulsified into the fucking soup, you know, so you couldn't get anything else, like it's a bit of tomato sort of puree and flour and a few other bits and pieces. But then what I did is I got the solids by themselves, and then I washed them and cleaned them and dried them, and or washed them and cleaned them, and then I measured up what was actually sort of in it, just from the can type stuff, okay. And this is what I got. I got about 12 grams of meat. This is 505 grams, you know. You know, a 505 gram can. There's 12 grams of meat. There's 32 grams of peas. There's about 40 grams of carrots. There's about 70 grams of potato. And there's about 350 grams of water, you know. So when you actually put the solids back into the can's like about one third full, and then you fill it up with water and then sort of measure the volume or weight of water, and basically you've got fucking shit, you know. And without getting too fucking nitpicky, we'll just say, or instead of saying it's $1.89 a can or something, we'll just say fuck it, it's $2, you know, it's nice and easy. So what I did is I measured out around about what you could get in real food, you know, just frozen food and meat and stuff, you know. And I figured out that what you could get with, say, $2 worth of food, and I put that beside what you'd sort of get out of a can, and you sort of see, you know, allowing for just the retail cost, you can get frozen mixed veggies for about $2 a kilo or something like that. And you can buy chicken in all sorts of varieties and beef and all this sort of stuff. We'll just say the going price on that is, say, $10 a kilo for the basic sort of cuts, you know. So basically you could end up with 100 grams of meat and about 250, maybe 300 grams of fucking vegetables for the same $2. And this is why Aldi products, some of their stuff is just such fucking appalling value, you know. So this is the art of, you know, doing your maths, doing your homework, looking at what's actually in the products, maybe even measuring shit out. And, you know, where appropriate, you know, you tell Aldi to stick it up their ass. You don't buy any more of their shit. And when the Heinz and Campbell's tinned beef stews and stuff like that are on sale, going for around about $2 a can, they're shitload. You know, the good thing about canned stuff is if you're traveling a lot, they store. They last a long time. You can pop them in the back of the car, and when you want to stop for a meal in the middle of nowhere at 3 a.m., you know, you can knock up a fucking quick feed, a good quick hot feed, or just eat it out of the can. But, you know, when it comes to just daily nutrition, don't buy the Aldi tinned fucking soups. They're fucking garbage. They are piss poor. And the worst thing about that, out of a 500 gram can, that's around about, you know, there's around about 350 grams of water. Just straight out water, you know. Without going too nitpicky on, you know, a level teaspoon of flour as thickener, you know, and, a level teaspoon of tomato paste as fucking, you know, as a tomato puree or whatever concentrate. You know, basically, you're looking at around about 300, and you're paying $2 for 300 grams, 350 grams of water, and, you know, about 170, basically you're looking at about 170 grams of fucking vegetables and 350 grams of water, and, you know, that's fuck all. It's piss poor, appallingly bad value, and fuck you, Aldi, for making such garbage product. It's not nutritional, there's not enough energy in that, you know, to keep, you can't live off it, you know what I mean? It's not food as in, like, it's got nutrition and there's enough of it to actually make a meal out of. It's just flavoured fucking water, you know. So Aldi, you're a pack of cunts for putting this shit on the market.